This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Violinist Tim Fain is a trained classical musician, but his taste and talents reach well beyond the classical repertoire. Tim has worked with jazz pianists, rock stars, and rappers, and regularly collaborates with American composer Philip Glass. And Tim's music is not confined to the concert hall either. He has performed and recorded music for films like Black Swan, 12 Years a Slave, and Moonlight. He performs this Sunday with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle at the Carolina Theater in Durham, but first he's in the studio here with me. Tim Fain, welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure.
You tell us a little bit more about this, because I want to hear about your work in the film industry. How did you get connected with that, and what's your interest in doing that kind of music?
Well, I've been interested, I think, since I was a kid, with the connection of particularly music and the visual, film and music, and more recently with how all of the senses work together, how we can create an experience or experiences that really bring in all of the senses together. Lately, I've worked on a number of virtual reality projects, which really kind of, I think, really kind of take an experience like that to a place where it involves many more of the senses, which I find fascinating.
Well, tell me how it works for you, though, because is it for you a synthesis at the beginning, or were you, when you were a kid going to the movies, always hearing the music and always listening to the music? Did that come to the foreground for
you? Yeah, I think, Frank, like, I was always hearing music in everything. It wasn't only films or music itself. I mean, the wheels on our car, or a boat engine, or, you know, birds singing in a forest up in Puget Sound. I think these were all very musical to me, but I was involved in the industry from a young age, working on some film soundtracks as a kid, singing in a choir, and so that was kind of in my blood from the get-go. And every project I've worked on has been so vastly different, the way in which I've been pulled into it.
Well, talk about Moonlight, for instance, an Oscar-winning film. You worked and recorded, at least recorded, some of the music for the score to that film. Tell us more about how you approached the music for Moonlight.
Well, Nicholas Bertel and I wanted to create a sound world where the violin was almost as a character in the film. And we mic'd the violin in a way which I'm pretty sure this violin, which, by the way, turned 300 this year, this violin by Francesco Gobetti, has never been mic'd before, just almost as close as I am to this mic right here, just a couple of inches away, and making it almost into a loud whisper, a sound that almost feels as if it's coming from inside your head, throwing on a 30-second reverb onto it, just to give it an incredible amount of space to a very quiet sound.
I absolutely love the sound. We're going to play a clip right here, and you can hear what you're talking about. And I was fascinated by it and infinitely interested in how you did it. So let's play it first. That is just a bit of Little's theme from the film Moonlight, and my guest is violinist Tim Fain, who you heard performing that piece. Tim performs this Sunday with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Did you conceive that sound before you began to play it, or did you have to sort of a little trial and error to get that amazing sound?
Well, thank you, Frank, first of all. And Nicholas and I were really kind of experimenting with this type of sound world we've been messing around with it for a few years now. I think sometimes there's just a little bit of magic in the room and you just have to reach out and grab it. And I feel like that track in particular, that was actually a demo that we made for Barry, Barry Jenkins. And something about it just sounded right. And Barry agreed. And it actually, that's the same one that made it into the film. We just threw it together. Just, we felt like this was the moment. And we just started playing, Nicholas and I, violin and piano. And there it was.
I'd like to ask you to play for us now. This is actually a remix of Swan Lake, the Swan Lake theme. Maybe you can tell us more about it and play a bit of it for us, would you?
Yeah, absolutely, Frank. This is actually a piece that I wrote after working on the film Black Swan on set for a week and a half with those characters, which was amazing. Darren Aronofsky, Natalie Portman, Benjamin Millepied, and I really felt like I had these themes of Tchaikovsky sort of permanently emblazoned into my consciousness, and I needed some way to exorcise them out of myself. And so I wrote this piece, which I called Swan Remix, which really kind of takes a couple of the tunes from the film, Tchaikovsky's music, and puts them back together into a totally different piece. Oh, this is Swan Remix. Thank you.
That is Tim Fain, and he is performing the Swan Lake Remix. You can hear Tim this Sunday with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle at the Carolina Theater in Durham. It's an amazing piece. You said something about wanting to exercise the themes of Tchaikovsky. What did you mean by that? I mean, here's a guy who writes in the 19th century, and now it's in a movie, and now it's in your head. Now what?
Well, it's when I wrote Swan Remix, it was right after I'd been spending long hours on set filming Black Swan and playing the same licks of Tchaikovsky, sometimes, a 30-second scene, short phrases from the ballet over and over again, 30, 40 times with Natalie and then with Sarah, her double, another 30 times. And after that process, I felt like I just needed to make a little room for something else, as much as I love Tchaikovsky.
And you collaborated with Philip Glass as well. Tell us about that collaboration, how you got connected, and how that partnership worked.
Well, Philip and I worked together a whole lot. We've been collaborating on various projects for about 10 or 11 years now. We got started working together on a piece called Book of Longing, which was a song cycle that Philip wrote based on Leonard Cohen's poetry. And Leonard would show up on tour. We would, he would come out and take a bow afterwards, and got to know him a bit as well. Just beautiful soul, eyes just looked right through you, and so generous. He would offer to carry my violin off the tour bus.
Forgive me for interrupting this story, but thinking about working, someone with your talent, then working with a songwriter like Leonard Cohen, who has such brilliant kind of capacity to take something that sounds utterly simple and that it's sort of brilliant and complex. Does that have an impact on you as working with some otherwise very complex music from the 17th, the 18th, and 19th century? And then a guy like this who seems to write very simple songs that are powerful in a way that aren't like that at all. To my mind, are utterly different than the classical repertoire.
Well, I think our job as performers and interpreters of classical music, particularly music that is a bit more complicated, as you say, is to simplify it, popularize it in the best sense of the word, up to the point where it retains its integrity, not past that point. But when I get up on stage, I'm not putting the complexity of the piece first. I'm not putting that forward. I'm trying to bring it to a place where it is simple, where the emotions pop out, where the story in the music is really the most important aspect of what I'm doing. And I think in that way, our job as interpreters is really to bring out what is essential, what is simple, what is really relatable. Even if those emotions are complex, the form of the piece is not something that is really, the form of the piece is really a tool for me to communicate the essence of the piece.
Do you take a different approach to, say, more popular music? You've worked in so many different genres. Do you have to sort of find a different place in your mind to approach different genres of music, or does it all come from the same well?
Not really. Yeah, it's all coming from the same place, I think. I had a chance to work with Leonard a few years after that first tour with Philip. He very generously gave me texts from a number of different sources to use for a piece which I produced called Portals, which is really about the place of live performance in the digital age. And I think maybe even got a kick out of having his work being used in some of his poems, and the interviews we used were 20, 30 years old, and I think he got a kick out of putting that into a very modern context.
Well, I want to leave you time to play us out with a live performance of a song that you have written, Arches. But first, I want to thank you. Tim Fain performs Sunday at 3 o'clock, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, the Carolina Theater in Durham. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley is our technical director with help from Al Wadarski today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Tim Fain. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Frank. This is Arches. Thank you.